Welcome to Digital Ruminations. I'm Jim Kunkel, host of the Digital Revolution podcast. In this bonus content, let's talk about Gen AI-powered hybrid workplace strategy. Generative artificial intelligence, or Gen AI, is revolutionizing the way businesses approach the hybrid workplace. As remote and in-person work seamlessly intertwine, leaders grapple with managing employees in an environment where constant change is the norm. Unlike traditional technologies, AI-enabled digital tools, particularly those based on large language models like ChatGPT and Bard, evolve autonomously. In this landscape, a strategic framework becomes essential. Enter STEP, a four-pronged approach that involves segmenting tasks, transitioning roles, educating workers, and evaluating performance. By harnessing generative AI effectively, businesses can empower their workforce to thrive in this dynamic era of work. Let's talk about the STEP framework. This system provides a strategic approach for businesses navigating the complexities of the hybrid workplace. Now, here's each component of STEP. Segmenting tasks. Businesses should analyze job roles and tasks to determine which are best suited for remote work and which require in-person collaboration. By segmenting tasks effectively, companies can optimize productivity and employee satisfaction. Transitioning roles. Leaders must facilitate a smooth transition for employees as they move between remote and on-site work. This involves providing clear guidelines, training, and support during the work time. Educating workers. Employees need education on hybrid work practices, digital tools, and effective communication. Training programs should address both technical skills and soft skills necessary for successful hybrid collaboration. Evaluating performance. Businesses should establish performance metrics that account for the unique challenges of hybrid work. Regular evaluations help identify areas for improvement and ensure alignment with business goals. Now that performance has been evaluated, what about productivity? Let's talk about that now. In the dynamic landscape of the hybrid workplace, measuring productivity extends beyond traditional metrics. Here are several recommended approaches to gauge effectiveness and success. Expanded view of productivity. Rather than relying solely on simple activity-based measures, consider a more holistic perspective. Productivity should encompass factors such as well-being, social connections, and collaboration. These elements drive long-term sustainable innovation and business success. Task completion. Rate. Monitor the rate at which tasks are completed on time. This metric reflects efficiency and adherence to deadlines. Quality ratings. Evaluate the quality of completed work. High-quality output contributes to overall productivity. Feedback from customers. Solicit feedback from clients or end users. Their satisfaction and input provide valuable insights into productivity levels. Activity levels during work hours. Track employee engagement during designated work hours. This includes active participation in meetings, collaboration, and task execution. Availability during work hours. Assess how accessible team members are during their scheduled work time. Availability for communication and collaboration is crucial in a hybrid setting. Remember, a people-centric approach and clear performance indicators are essential for successful hybrid work models. Okay, if you found value in this bonus content, please leave a review and share it with others who need to listen to this information. If you're not a subscriber or following the Digital Revolution with Jim Kunkel podcast, please make it so. Also, please check out the Digital Revolution channel on YouTube. You'll find the channel link in the description of this bonus release. This is Jim Kunkel. Have a great day, and I greatly appreciate your support of this podcast and my content.